One of the key moments in the opening ceremony for the 50th International Eucharistic Congress in Dublin on June 10th will be the gathering of Ireland's tribes from the island nation's four provinces. Faithful from Ulster to the north, Munster to the south, Leinster to the east, and Connacht to the west, will enter the main arena of the Royal Dublin Society, led by their Archbishop, singing the Congress hymn, "Though We Are Many," written by Bernard Sexton. There will follow a pageantry of Irish music, song and prayer, drawn from the centuries-old heritage of Irish worship. Lest any of the thousands of pilgrims from oversea, who will form the fifth province of the Congress, forget that Christ's message first arrived on these shores over 1,500 years ago. This is just one example of how organisers have endeavoured to marry the island nation's deep Christian roots with the new reality of being church in Ireland. The liturgies that will permeate the week-long Congress and the two principal celebrations, the opening Mass and Statio Orbis, have also been carefully planned to reflect Irish spirituality, past and present, and the universal church. New Mass settings were commissioned from contemporary Irish composers and bear the title Sing the Mass. This may seem obvious to many, but not to Irish congregations. The irony is that while Ireland is synonymous worldwide with music, celebration and song, once inside the church and gathered around the altar, Irish congregations tend to leave the singing to choirs. This is why for the IEC 2012, 100 choirs drawn from across the nation are going undercover. They will be dotted around the RDS Arena and Croke Park Stadium among ordinary pilgrims. Each choir and their individual leader will try their best to encourage the people around them to celebrate their faith in song.
They're so excited. Like, that's the absolute lovely feeling from it now, is the utter excitement. Whether the weather is rainy, as the weather hasn't been great here at the moment, people don't seem to mind that at all. They just want to get the music and get to the Congress.
The Congress for us here in Dublin is not just the week. There has been just an incredible amount of preparation going on. We're hoping this spirit of the Congress will a time of renewal for our communities. So just encouraging everybody just to freshly look at how they celebrate liturgy, and then from my point of view, how to celebrate the music of the liturgy. I'm sure that people will come away with a sense of Ireland and music and the welcomes, and hopefully the saints and the scholars too.
So what will they be singing? Everything from Hassler's O Sacrum Convivium to a new setting by Colm Mawby of the renowned hymn of adoration, O Sacrament Most Holy. And in between, real gems from Irish sacred music. Germaine Carless is the woman tasked with coordinating the 100 choirs taking part in the event.
Every choir was welcome, from small, tiny, from every part of Ireland. And the response just has been generally all over Ireland. It's pretty spectacular. Now, all the choirs will be taking part in the main events, but they're going to be dotted around the arena. And I think really what the Archbishop was hoping for is just this huge voice of congregational singing, which we hope will be the case on the days. So the Palestrina Choir and the Dallas and Dublin Choir will obviously be part a major part of that and do some individual work.
We could almost call them undercover choirs. They're going to be sitting among the normal pilgrims.
Yes, they are. The plan is, of course, Crow Park is such a big venue, we're going to have what we call in choir animators. So there are going to be people dotted all around the actual arena, and they will lead the people in singing.
How are your nerves trying to coordinate 3,500 people to make one singing voice?
Well, we're going to just get stuck in. And I think really when I speak to people now, and at this stage I sort of feel I know obviously all the individual choirs because you get to speak to them over the last number of weeks and months, and they're so excited. Like, that's the absolute lovely feeling from it now, is the utter excitement. Whether the weather is rainy, as weather hasn't been great here at the moment, people don't seem to mind that at all. They just want to get the music and get to the Congress. But anybody that I've spoken to has been so thrilled with the choice of music. They feel there's something for everybody. We have gospel choirs to see younger people involved. We also are using the Dublin Deaf Choir and St. Mary's School for Deaf Girls, and they're both signing at the opening and closing ceremony. They've put their heart and soul into it, some of these little choirs, and they mightn't always get an opportunity, and they see it as their time.
Absolutely, but it also underlines, perhaps, Jermaine, something that's even more important. It's the need, the basic need, perhaps, among ordinary Irish Catholics to gather together and to celebrate after what has been a very tough time over the last couple of years. Do you feel that this is really what the point of this joy is?
Well, I think it is, and I think, you know, choirs obviously are always part of a church. So people forget that people come every week and they sing and they give their time, they go to rehearse, and you've small church choirs that mightn't have a big congregation, but they'll always be there. And I think that they've encouraged other people to come because they're speaking about it. They want to be part of a group and to say, look, we're still here.
Father Pat O'Donoghue is Director of Music for the IEC 2012.
We were very strong that this opening celebration would be an extended gathering. And so we've put together an extended gathering ceremony to welcome people from what we call the five provinces. There are four provinces traditionally in Ireland, both ecclesiastical and provinces, you know, Munster, Connacht, Leinster and Ulster. But also we have the fifth province, which is the international province. So we've devised a way of welcoming each of the five provinces and people from each of the five provinces. And the Archbishop of each of the four provinces here in Ireland will formally, with lay people from his archdiocese, formally invite delegates from all the dioceses of his particular province to enter the arena for the Eucharistic celebration. And that's accompanied by the anthem of the Congress, especially written by Bernard Sexton, "Though We Are Many." We get a whole sense of people gathering together for Eucharist and where they've come from, and in the spirit of the Congress song, "Though we are many, we are one body." So that's going to be a very nice part of it. Also too, we're advised by a whole range of people, you know, on our committees, but Porrigine is an expert in Celtic spirituality, and she has given us access to wonderful texts of a conversation of conversion and inquiry between St. Patrick, his bishops, and the daughter of the king. And that's going to form another part of a drama of the gathering, which is part of what we call the Pilgrim's Welcome. So that's all of that sets the atmosphere. So then when we go into the celebration of the Eucharist, everybody has been gathered from the four provinces, the visiting delegates, etc. And then everything is ready for the entrance procession for the celebration of the Eucharist and the introduction of the papal legate, which takes place during the penitential rite. With the new translation of the Roman Missal, our composers were invited here to submit at a national level settings of the new translation, and they were put together in a collection called Sing the Mass. And so through the week we'll be using various parts of these masses. In a sense, for this opening celebration on the 10th of June, we have the Gloria and the Lamb of God from the Mass of St. Paul by Ephrem Thiele. And also then on for the Stati Orbis for the Mass on the 17th. So what we're trying to do is introduce a music that might be a little bit new to people, but also giving them an opportunity to hear it more than once. Then the core mass for the Eucharistic prayer are the settings from Lourdes. And the idea there is that we would be touching into people who have a familiarity throughout the world with the music of Lourdes. So it is kind of an inclusive gesture there at that point. Communion time, then, we have a modern setting of a tune that's really, really very popular here in Ireland, O Sacrament Most Holy. But there's a new text put to it, Come Feast at This Table by Eile Callan. So everybody will know the tune, and they, with their participation book, they'll be able to participate in that. After Come Feast at His Table, we have Hassler's O Sacrum Convivium, which the Palestrina Choir will sing, and then the Congress Choir will sing a beautiful setting of a traditional Irish tune, Be Isa in Cresce, May the Lord be Jesus, May Jesus be in my heart. With a setting of Anima Christi by Marco Frisina from the Archdiocese of Rome. Then the Blessed Sacrament is going to be taken to the place of adoration for the week. And we have again a very, very nice setting of Tanda Margo in English, Come Adore This Wondrous Presence by Rona MacDonagh, one of our own composers. And then everybody will go out in song to that tune, O Sacrament Most Holy, but in a wonderful setting by Colin Mawby with five movements. But again, participation all the way through and then wonderful choral music in between.
My thanks there to Jermaine Carlos and Father Pat O'Donoghue for bringing us on that musical tour of Dublin's Congress. I'm Emer McCarthy.